is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Do you believe that the school holidays, the summer holidays, go on too long? A lady called Emer has ranted a little bit on online, and she says, anyone else's kids doing their bloody heads in? They're bored, I know, but they're also grumpy and don't want to do half the stuff I suggest. They are screen obsessed and hormonal. The little ones are hyper. Mummy has had enough. This school holiday lark is going on too long. Oh, she's obsessed. This lady took her post to Mumsnet today, a stressed out mother. And it got us to thinking about whether or not the school holidays are actually too long. Here in Ireland, secondary school pupils are off from the start of June, in fact, the odd year, the end of May, until the start of September. If they're primary school pupils, they are off from late June until September. But in the UK, by comparison, they are only off from the 20th of July until the 3rd of September, which is only 6 weeks. And we're asking, are the school holidays too long? Janice, you're on 98FM. How are you, Janice?
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Well, I'm Adrian, but that's okay.
Sorry, Adrian.
Janice, you have two children.
Yeah, I have a seven-year-old and a three-year-old.
A seven-year-old and a three-year-old. Okay, well, the three-year-old's not at school yet, but the seven-year-old is.
Yeah.
And been off since the end of June. How are you coping?
Grant, like, the kids, like, they are bored and they do go to bed a little bit later at night, but I feel that they're in school long enough. Like, they have their whole lives in school, do you know what I mean? Till they're 18, and then they go on to college. So I don't feel that the 3 months off is too long for them.
You like, don't think?
No. No, so they're getting up. When the school starts back, they're up at 6:45 in the morning. Like, they've long days ahead of them, do you know what I mean? Then the dark evenings come in the winter. So, like, I just feel like that they're not too long. And even though the kids do get on your nerves and they do annoy you, but, like, at the end of the day...
Now, I was never a huge fan of school, but I did find some years you find yourself kind of looking forward to going back because you were just so bored after... you know, for secondary school students, it's like 12 weeks off.
Yeah, now my little one, she's a fan of school. She loves school, which I didn't when I was younger. But, like, she's looking forward to going back. She is.
She's looking forward to going back already, and it's another, 2 weeks away?
Another 2 weeks, yeah. She is looking forward to going back, just to kind of get back into routine. Like, that's why I like them going back, is that you're in more of a routine. But I don't feel like they're too long for them. I think that they deserve to break off still.
I was saying in England they're only off from the middle of July, well, the 20th of July until September. Is that not long enough?
I think it's too short for them.
You think it's too short?
Yeah, I think they're in school long enough, like as they're going through their years in school till they're 18. You know, I think they deserve to break off. And I think mothers, I know some mothers have like 3-4 kids, like, and they're probably like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 up in age, like, which can be more stressful, and you are spending more money on them and you're trying to find things to do with them, which is...
Okay, but you don't believe that the school holidays, the summer holidays, should be any shorter than they already are?
No, I think they're fine the way they are.
All right, stay there for 1 second. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Are the school holidays too long? Is it costing you a fortune? Are the kids bored? Or have you some routine worked out that they're kept perfectly well entertained for the whole summer? Jude, I just got a message in a moment ago, Jude, from one of our listeners saying, my son is 15 and he has cost me an absolute fortune over the summer with getting buses to see his friends and everything else. You think the only people that are moaning about the length of the school holidays are parents who are stingy?
Yeah,
they're too tight because that's my perfect example. There's Mona. It's like they're begrudging their children. I actually agree with that last caller. 100%. That lady is dead right. Just tolerate her. I have no problem. It could be longer. Like, I took my son out a week earlier than he was supposed to get off, so he could go away. And I'm just back again. I went away twice.
And is he in secondary school?
Yes.
Okay, so he's been off school since the beginning of June. And we're now 2 months later, we're in August, and he's another 2 weeks left before he goes back to school. Is he not bored?
Far from it. No, he dreads going back. Absolutely dreads it.
Because, let me read out this lady's message. She said that... cost me a fortune over the summer. Some of his mates live a bus journey away, so they all meet up. So that's bus fare, lunch money, every day. He's 16 come November, so he's getting a kick to get a part-time job, and I can't wait. I'm on countdown for the start of school. Sure, he's even fed up with the holidays. He can't wait to get back. Can you not understand how it can be boring for the kids as well?
Yeah, but if there's stuff there to entertain, like there's things that are going away, there's holidays, you know, it seems to be begrudging the child, giving them the money. It's there, there's the person complaining. No one's saying, I'm glad to give the child that. Isn't it people complain? Because it's all down to what suits the parents, not suits the child. It's all down to the parents and what they think.
I know, but it can be very... I mean, yeah, okay, when they're that age, when they're 15 or 16, they can go and entertain themselves. But when they're younger, 9 and 10 and whatever, it is a lot more difficult to keep them entertained.
See, difficult for the parents. See, it's all down to what seems suiting the parents. The parents probably just don't want to make that much of an effort. I don't know. This is just my opinion. Like, I have no problem. I think if the holidays were longer, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, okay, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our number. 0877-98-98-98 on text or WhatsApp. Nicola, you live in the UK.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, go on.
I've got 8 and 9 year olds, and we moved over to the UK about 4 years ago. And I just find the holidays way too short.
Because I was mentioning that the kids in Britain don't get their holidays until the middle or later, around the 20th of July this year. And then they're back the same as us at the start of September. So that's only 6 weeks, where you would have been well used to growing up here. You would have been used to much longer. And is it too short?
Yeah, I think it is. Because I find it hard to get childcare. I'm a single mom and I'm self-employed. So I guess that it's really hard to get them looked after and everything. But you don't get to spend that much time with them. If you go away for a week or a couple of weekends and then you're working for a bit of it as well, you only really see them kind of a couple of days a week.
But surely in your situation, Nicola, having shorter holidays is better because you don't have to, you know, find somebody to mind your child for 9 or 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's easier business-wise, but as far as the kids are concerned, they grow up so much when you're with them in the summer, and they change so much, and it's the only time you really get to know them again. Like every other time, it's all kind of routine, and it's home work and bath and bed and all that kind of thing, and you just don't really get them to be themselves.
Can you not have in the 6 weeks of the holidays that you get in Britain? Can you not have more quality holidays rather than holidays like ours that are just dragged out?
I don't think you really can. I mean, they absolutely fight
for holidays. I'm losing you there, Nicola. I've lost you, Nicola. Okay, I'd love to hear from you. 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us 0877-989898. Wait until she has to pay for summer camp for the two of them for 2 months, €240 a week or 8 weeks. I can't wait until they're back to school, says that message. If she's stressed out with her kids, how the hell does she think teachers feel? Holy God, don't have to have bloody kids if you can't cope with them, says this message. I'm at home for the summer with mine and enjoying every single minute. They're in school long enough during the year. Let them be kids and let them enjoy the summer. And then another message says, lads, that's just the summer holidays you're talking about. What about the rest? And there are an awful lot more holidays during the year, as well we know. There's holidays at Halloween, there's holidays at Christmas, there's holidays... when else have we got holidays? Then in the midterm in February, and then around St. Patrick's Day, and then another midterm before the summer. Yeah, there is a lot of time off, actually. But we're asking, are the school holidays during the summer too long? Or are they just right? We were talking with Niamh there, from who's Irish but lives in England, and she thinks the 6 weeks that they get off over there from the middle of July until the 3rd of September is far too short, that you don't get to have a decent summer with them. And then another message, why don't you tell these parents who are moaning about having to spend time with their kids to get out and get a job if they need a break from them? I leave for work before my daughter wakes, and I get home 2.5 hours before she goes to bed. I'd give my arm to spend more time with her, is the message from Joe. Do you think... Well, actually, I want you to text this simple Dublin Talks text poll. Here's the question I'm asking you. And just answer yes or no and send a text to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Answer yes or no. Are the summer holidays in Ireland for children too long? That's it. Simple as. Just text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. The lady who was on her rant on social media thinks they are. Do you agree with her? Are the school holidays in Ireland too long? And as I said, compared to the UK, our secondary school pupils are off for nearly double the length of time that English kids are. They get 6 weeks. Our secondary school students get 12 weeks. Is that too long? Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. So the question is, are the school holidays too long? Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Kevin, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Kevin?
Good, good, good.
No, Kevin, are the holidays too long?
No, they're just, they're fine the way they are. Look, in short, the people here who are complaining that the holidays are too long were privy to the same holidays when they were a child.
Yeah, I know that, but I've already said, Kevin, that I used to find myself, you know, come August, geez, I can't wait to get back to school. I'm bored.
I tell you what, you're one of the, you're unique. Unique is the word I'm looking for. Because, look, kids don't do what we did when we were growing up. They don't. And they spend so long when they're in the school term, they spend so long on social media and phones and a whole lot. They don't know what to do when they're allowed room free, because they don't do it during the rest of the year. And then, like, as like the bus fare and the whole lot, get a bike. Get him a bike. Get him to do some chores. Let him get some pocket money and buy a bike and cycle to his friends. Do you know what I mean? Or am I totally wrong there?
Okay, so you believe that people should stop moaning about the kids being off?
Yeah, well, look, it's not going to change, right? So the only thing that can change are people's attitudes towards how they're going to cope over the 3 month period. Now, as I said, there are many things you can keep a child active with rather than stick them in front of a box. And if they're whinging, you moan, if you give in, you're going to be, you're dead in the water. If you keep giving in, they're going to keep whinging. And it's just trying to look, get them active in something. Don't have to take them everywhere all the time. You know, kids can be entertained quite cheaply.
Okay, so it's not all to do with money. Although it is, Kevin, no. You heard that lady's message I read out a while ago.
Yeah.
He's 15 or 16 and he's looking for bus fares and lunch money all day, yeah, every day for the whole of the summer. Linda, you love them being off.
I do. I love them off. I love them off. My kids now, well, one is 22 and the other one is 16, but he has worked on a farm for the last two summers and he absolutely loves working on a farm. But before that, like he was in transition year last year and he got this job when he was in third year.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked the whole summer, had never asked me for a penny.
That's great, that is,
it.
Yeah.
He loves it now.
He would be nearly the exception rather than the rule now where it comes to work. You know, young people working now, a lot of them just don't.
Well, it's gas because he has to be in work for 8 o'clock. And he never moans getting up, but when it's time to go to school, oh my God, I nearly have to kill him to get out of bed. So, but...
Well, we were asking our listeners, do they think that the school holidays in Ireland, the summer holidays in Ireland, are too long? And here's the result of that poll. 81% said. What do you think they said, Linda?
I would hope no.
81% said no. Yeah, you're dead right. Yeah. 81% don't think that the school holidays are too long, but 19% of you did say that they're too long. I have five kids, says this message. All different ages, different interests. Three teenagers don't want to go away. They're bored with the long hauls. And remember, it costs the ghosts of €1,500 to get the kids back to school. That's apart from extra books when they go back. There is nothing like routine, says that message. I have three children, 6, 7 and 10, and they are enjoying their holidays. I've brought them on a couple of days out, cheap and cheerful. The deal is Xbox and tablets in the morning and evening, then play out for the day, because that's what I had to do when I was a child. And then one last message. If you extended the holidays at Christmas time and shortened the ones in the summer, the schools would save on heating bills and the kids would not have to go in the dark as many mornings during the winter, says Paul in Skerries.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.